as we prepare for Shabbat Shuvos, Yom Kippur, and sometimes if we have a approach, we understand the vulnerabilities that we have. It's sometimes easier, and we know the fallacies of the human, the kochos hanefesh. Some of the kochos hanefesh that we learned when we're in yeshiva and hearing the Musa Shmuzim don't resonate for many years. A lot of the chokhmas hamusar, just understanding what the mensch is made up of, is can be very, very helpful. Rabbi Wender from Houston spoke in yeshiva by the recent convention, and I'm just repeating it. He said it publicly. He wasn't into, he thought, all the shmuzim that the Rashiva would say. He wasn't the one you would go to say over all the Rashiva shmuzim. And then here he was, a Rav in Houston, and within the first 5 years, he was faced with some of the most difficult situations that you could ever be faced with. People accusing him of things that weren't true. Other things happening in the Kehillah, trying to counsel people, advice that went bad. And one after the other, he cited how he was saved, and he said over a different shmuz. So, the shmuzim may not be nogea for today, something that we think, oh, not nogea me. But if it's kochas hanefesh, it's likely going to be nogea. And if it's not nogea for you to something that you could work on yourself, have in mind, does Hashem, you'll be able to say the shmuzim over to somebody and help them. The chala pochas, that's pretty good. So I was very moved by these particular chazal that I would like to say over. The beginning of Parashas Devarim, the pasuk says, as Moshe is giving Musar to Klal Yisrael, and the pasuk says, "Vayihi ba'arboim shana ba'ashti yaser chodesh pecha b'chodesh." It was the 40th year. "Vibe Moshe bnei Yisrael kechol asher tziv Hashem osu alayim." So Moshe spoke to bnei Yisrael. After Sichon Melech Amori was killed, Asher Yoshev v'Cheshbon, who was stationed in Cheshbon, v'es Og Melech Haboshen Asher Yoshev v'Ashteros Pedri. So after these kings were killed, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Bnei Yisrael. If you go through the Rashis, I didn't quote all of them, you go through the Rashis, which activities did Moshe decide now he was going to speak about to Bnei Yisrael? Baal Peor, Klal Yisrael was Mizana with Baal Peor. One of the Mefarshim brought down, I think Rashi, 180,000, approximately 188,000 men were killed because of that avera. The chait by Yamsuf, when Klal Yisrael said, "Hamivli ain't korban b'mitzrayim," there aren't enough korban b'mitzrayim. They lacked the betachim in Hashem after all the nisim. He was going to speak to them about the whole machlokas the Korach. The Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim. Sounds like he had a pretty good list of things to talk about, and he's waiting. So if you look at the Rashi, the second Rashi, I want to give it over in the order that I learned them backwards. So Acher Akoso, Amar Moshe, Emani Mochichem Kodem Shikansu Litzes Aretz. If I'm going to give them Musa before we go into at least part of the land, and I presume Sichon and Og represented part of the, you know, Ebra Yaden, Yomu Ma'le Zeleinu. If I give them Musa then, Klai Yisrael is going to say, Ma'le Zeleinu, what is this person doing to us? Ma'hitivranu, what good has, what benefit has he caused us? Eno Bo'el Lekanter, he's only coming to ridicule, he's coming to criticize. The Limso Ila, translated as Alila, to try just find some kind of excuse. Sheimbo Koach Nisan Alaretz. You know what the real reason is why Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us all this? Is because he doesn't have the Koach to take us into Eretz Yisrael. So he's trying to pin it on us. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is talking. Lefichach, therefore, Hinton, Moshe Rabbeinu waited, Achehipel Sichon Va'og Lefnehem, until Sichon Va'og fell, Va'rishon Mesa'aris, they took over the land, Va'chakein Ochichach. Now that there's some Yerusha, now he can give them Musa, because now, Nei Yisrael can't say, Ma'hetivlanu, what has he done for us? Because, here, he's given us Sichon and Og, these communities. So can you imagine, this is what they would say about Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma'hetivlanu, what has he done for us? What has he done for us? Moshe Rabbeinu, he took them out of Mitzrayim. He loved them so much, he davened for them, saved them from the Ribbono Shel Olam's wrath. And Klal Yisrael is going to say, Ma'hetivlanu, what has he done for us? This is all just a trick. You just don't have the koach to take us into Eretz Yisrael. That's why you're giving us this musar, almost to suggest that's why we're not going in. So he had to wait in order for them to be mekabel the musar. He had to wait until they had something. Number one. You took a look at the first Rashi. So Rashi says, "Vayehi barboam shana melamech lohochichon al asamach lemisa." It was also close to Moshe Rabbeinu's misa. Nimi lamar miYaakov. Shlohochiach is one of the asamach lemisa. Yaakov only gave musa to his children, asamach lemisa. Amar Ruvein b'ni. And he only called it name Malo Hochach Ticha Kol Hashem Lo. Why didn't give you Musa all these years? Kadei Shlo Tani Feni. The Terech the Tidbak Beis of Ochi. Yaakov was afraid that Reuven would go running to team with Esav. If Yaakov would have, he was afraid he'd given Musa earlier in his life. So he waited. So it sounds like these are two mutually exclusive reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu waited. One reason is because some of the Misa, whatever reason, if you did earlier than that, like just like by Reuven, it may not be Makabo. And secondly, he had to wait also because of this reason. Now, the Samach Lemisa, had he told them this Musar without the Sichon and Og, he still would have said Mahitavlanu. Even Samach Lemisa. You just see an amazing how sensitive we are to any kind of criticism. And we're build up these defenses. And Mamish Krum swears as to why the Musar doesn't apply. Maybe you have something there, maybe Raglan, Ego. There's nothing really there. He's only saying this Alila, like a trick. He's trying to pin something on us because he doesn't have the koach to take us into Eretz Yisrael. The extent that a person is incapable of taking criticism. And I think we also see, and I think we also have to be aware, it's not just on the receiving end to be aware that we can't handle criticism, but if you're the giver of the criticism, Moshe Ben waited. And it doesn't sound like he had a taina on them that they couldn't have accepted it sooner. It was understandable. I think you also see from here a certain responsibility that a monarch has, a Rebbe has. Sometimes you want to give the criticism, but you can't. It's not going to be makabel, the criticism. I mean, the Chora, if anyone had a good reason, you'd think, you know, he has it lined up, Baal Peor. You know, they didn't even have, even after the 10 Makos, they still say, we're by Yamsef, when you brought us here to die, no bitachon. The whole mice with Korach, the Egel, Meraglin. I mean, you'd think that if anyone would have had a reason to just pounce on them, what are you waiting for? And not only doesn't he pounce on them, he waits. No tainas, he waits. And he still waits till they have some land, and now they could see the benefit. Ah, he figured it all out, the strategy of them. Now they're going to see that I did something for them. I mean, you could see that Moshe Rabbeinu should be thinking that they're going to, he figured out they're going to say, my hate to it. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Moshe Nefesh, entirely Moshe Nefesh for them. You think he'd be insulted? They're going to say about me that I didn't do anything from them. And he could even get insulted. He has to wait until it's clear that I did something for them. So you see, I think an amazing koach that just to recognize it's a unable to accept criticism. Bear it in mind when we're receiving it, sometimes you see it firsthand, but you don't see it as firsthand when you're giving it. A person may shake their head, yeah, but they're not ready to macabre it. You have to come up with strategies, and that strategies are not based on logic. Why should they say I didn't do anything for them? You know, I did for them. He davened for them. But Chayda Egel, he davened. He saved their lives. But still, he has to come up with svaros. And I think just to, it comes out a little bit stronger, I think. At worst, it'll be the same, but take a look at his Rabag. Rabag says, HaKalal Sassiri, it's on the same parasha in Varn. Who lodia ki roi lemochiach shienoki me'adover shiachiach bozulaso. You should know that it's appropriate that the person giving the musar should be cleansed, should be clean from the thing he's giving musar about. Ki bezula zeh, because without cleansing yourself first, yom hanochach, the person who's receiving the musar will say, v'lama le'yachiyach atzmat chila, what are you picking on me for? Why don't you fix yourself? Because the nochach will say, the person giving the musa says, what are you giving me musa for? You give yourself musa first. Was that Timsa ki Moshe is mamish mind-boggling. Was that Timsa ki Moshe that Mesha Yemochiach Yisrael, because he was giving musa to Kai Yisrael umarilahem, and he was showing them shavanoseyem suvu. It's because of their various that came about Ashnas Achru Mudbar Admosim, It's because of their avarice. Moshe is showing them, it's because of your avarice, Klal Yisrael, that we were delayed in this midbar 40 years.
Because
Hashem made a shvua, that these people who were involved with their faith will not go into Eretz Yisrael. And what would they say? Hey, what are you picking us for? Moshe Ben also can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Mistama, what would they say? That Moshe Beno was involved with the Chet also. The Chet Meragrim. Moshe, you also must be implicated somehow because you also can't go into Eretz Yisrael. It's logical. We can't go into Eretz Yisrael. So, maybe Moshe Beno also can't go into Eretz Yisrael.
He made that beer with Moshe. That's what Moshe explained to them. Kiva Avon Osei Hem Nigzel of Zeh.
It's because of their avarice. He couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. It's because of their avarice.
Hashem my gam came in Pashas Rishchanim Yisaber Hashem Bilamanchem. Hashem didn't let me allow me to go in because of you, because of Klal Yisrael's faith.
So Moshe Rabbeinu has to, so to speak, explain to them that the reason why you're not going into Eretz Yisrael is because of your avarice. As if he would give them the Musar, he has to first explain that it's not, he had nothing to do with it. They might have said it was because of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is mind-boggling itself. It was clear that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to deter them from going into Eretz Yisrael. We mentioned those Marmakamas maybe one of the shmooms from last year. Moshe Rabbeinu tried to Rashi Aleph Paragraph Chav Gimel. Rashi says Vayita Ve'ini Adavar. Rashi brings down the marshal. If someone's going to ask you to test, if you want to test drive a car before you buy it, and the owner says, sure, drive it at 90 up, down, over bumps, do anything you want with it, you sort of build a little confidence. You almost don't even need the test drive. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to it. He was trying to deter them. As Mizrahi says, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, you should have figured out that I didn't want you to do it because I didn't send anyone from Shevet Levi. There were many rides, and this was at the beginning. 40 years later, at that point, they realized, you would think at this point, that the exile was on them. Yet still, it was necessary for him to point out that it's because of your verse that we're here for 40 years. Klal Yisrael may have written that off also by saying, maybe it's because of your verse, you also couldn't go in. I was thinking, Sam, it's not even logical. So let's say someone's giving you Musar and you're doing a terrible avera, it's very bad. It's not even logical to not accept the Musar. The Maaseh, you're doing something wrong, and he's pointing out to you. Like, why should it make a difference that the person also is doing the avera? It's not logical. We all have been in that situation. But if you think about it, it's not really logical. If someone tells you that you're doing something that's not right, and they're also doing it, but you know it's not right. They're just pointing it out to you, so why should it make a difference? Even that's not logical. It's not logical, but you see the kochus hanefesh, you can't do it. Also, I was thinking, you know, you see how we could mamish take Moshe Rabbeinu and make him ineligible. Forgive Musar. Moshe Rabbeinu. We're unable to give us Musar. It's also, there's not a logical comeback. Yet, you see, just the Kochus and Nefesh, they were doing just that. They wouldn't do just that. They're waiting to deem Moshe Rabbeinu ineligible for giving Musar. We're putting a list up of all people eligible to give Musar, and the following have been deemed ineligible: Moshe Rabbeinu. It's against logic. That's how unable we are to accept Musar. Can't accept criticism. And we have to be so careful in how we dispense the criticism. Because you better be really clean. If Moshe Rabbeinu had been deemed ineligible, you could just imagine the Zmanenu, who would be deemed ineligible. The good news is you'd be in good company. Be together with Uli, probably Gedolei Adar. Ineligible to give Musar. Who is he to give him Musar? I just can't get over also, this is the piece that was very inspiring to me. Can you imagine being Moshe Rabbeinu? Do you know what kind of self-control you have to be sitting there? You know, he's preparing a lesson plan. And the lesson plan, he's got to give this Musar class tomorrow. And for him to go through these steps, and okay, my hetivanu, it doesn't really hit the core of Moshe Rabbeinu's being. Okay, so Klal Yisrael is off, but what did he do for us? Okay, so I didn't help you. It's like there's still a little part. So I didn't help him. Okay, they don't appreciate, they're not maketov, they don't realize what I did. A lot of times you do chesed, but people don't know what you did. I cleaned the guy's apartment up. He didn't know. Okay, he didn't know. He doesn't realize. So they didn't realize. But here, it's Mamish going, the deeming, you know, he's going through the steps, and he behaves that they're going to blame him for everything. He's no one to talk. And to dispassionately, without emotion, come realize that. And just to, you know, very with calculation, realize, you should know that it's because of your verse, not my verse, it's a very shapasak, Hashem told me, and to realize that, it's this amazing, amazing self-control. You know, one of the Talmidim in the yeshiva, when the yeshiva was giving shmuzim, it was almost predictable that the yeshiva would mamish break down and cry. Usually during the shmuzim in El, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he would break down crying. He used to ask Mechila to us. And I remember sitting there feeling so uncomfortable. Why is he asking us Mechila? It took me a lot of years to figure out. It's a very big responsibility that the yeshiva has to its Talmidim. It's a very big responsibility. It doesn't start or finish with the shiur. As a matter of fact, the shiur is almost, it's the ikur, but in terms of all the things that have to get done, it almost becomes like the tafel. It's the ikar reason why a person's in yeshiva, but there is so much else that has to happen in order for the yeshiva to run and for the yeshiva to fulfill its responsibilities to the Talmid yeshiva. I almost feel embarrassed to ask Mechila, because like, who am I to ask Mechila? The yeshiva, he stood there and he asked Mechila. He broke down. Mamash, he broke down. But I was thinking, so how can I ask Mechila? I was trying to work on myself to be able to ask Mechila. So I came up, I was able to ask Mechila because it's so obvious all the things that we're unable to provide. Why the yeshiva, we couldn't tell. But over here, you don't have to really go too far. There are so many things we're just unable, probably due to, you know, some atzlus and dakidakis. But on behalf of the Hanhola Yeshiva, we want to ask Mechila from all the Talmidim of the Yeshiva. Of course, I guess I could say on behalf of Hanhola Mochel, also extend Mechila. And I think it's very important as we go into Yom Kippur to we sit down with ourselves to make a Shvikul Cheshva Nefesh. What we should take on, what we shouldn't take on, what's right, what's wrong, and consult with our Bayan, is to realize that there's this big block, there's this big cloud that almost is not penetrable. And if we realize that's what we're made of, we can't. It wasn't even a tine on Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu with tremendous gevura, was able to see through it and still provide with tremendous love and tremendous deliberation in his love for Klal Yisrael. I think if we keep that in mind, it will help us very much to Bez Hashem be able to have a Shuvah Gemurah, and Bez Hashem would be zochah to a Gemar Simchat Torah.